You shall not bear false witness. It's tempting when the ushers are to record the church attendance to count by twos instead of by ones. It's tempting for a student to exaggerate the score they got, the grade they got when reporting to their parents. It's tempting when you get pulled over to say, "Oh, I thought I was only going 2 miles an hour over." It's tempting. But the eighth commandment is not just about lying. It's about quite a bit more. The word witness is the one to zoom in on. Most of the time when you hear that word, it's in a courtroom scene, right? You're on TV, watching TV, there's a judge with the black robe and the gavel, and somebody is accused of doing something, and to decide whether or not what the accusations of that person are accurate or not, they ask for witnesses to come forward. The job of a witness then is to come forward and speak to these accusations. The job of the witness is to talk about what another person has done. That's the job of a witness, right? And it's also a word that gets used a lot in Christian circles. You invite somebody to witness, right? It's probably one of the most powerful things you ever hear in church, is when different people have an opportunity to get up and say a little bit about what God has done in their life. And the catch is to ensure that that's what they're talking about. Because sometimes when somebody's asked to witness, they'll get up and they'll say, "Well, my grandpa went to church his whole life, and my dad went to church his whole life, so I've been going to church my whole life." And that's not really a witness. Or they'll say, I was raised in an unchurched family. Wasn't a big deal at all. But one day I thought, by golly, I'm going to turn these things around and I'm going to start making this serious. Or maybe it's one of those more dramatic stories you hear from time to time. Person's on drugs. Life is just steeped in sin. And then somehow they just turn things around and follow the Lord. Those are nice stories, but they're technically not witness, because it's one person just saying what they did. To witness is to say what somebody else has done. Christian witness is saying, "This is what God has done in my life. I can make these accusations of Jesus and of God and of what God has done in my life." The title of our newsletter is The Witness, which makes it really difficult to decide what to put in there and what not to put in there. Because if it was just a parish newsletter, you could stick all sorts of slightly off-color jokes and cartoons and crossword puzzles, and all of that would be very entertaining, I'm sure. But to call it The Witness is to say we have a document, and the purpose of the document is to speak to, this is what we see God doing in this particular community. To be called up to the witness stand and to say, this is what God is doing here. This is what I saw him do. The challenge to us is that to not bear false witness implies that instead we are to bear witness to the truth. If we are told not to bear false witness, the implication is that we are to witness to the truth. And in Christianity, truth is not something you have to dig in old books to find. Truth is not something you need letters before and after your name to be able to speak to. In Christianity, truth is a person. It's Jesus in John 14 when he says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." And when Jesus ascends to heaven, when he leaves this earth, in Acts 1, he gives a command to his followers. He says, "You will be my witnesses. You will be my witnesses." Jesus, who spent his whole life witnessing to God and God's truth, ascends to heaven. And now we know people say all sorts of different things about God, all sorts of different things about Jesus. All sorts of accusations are made. And the job of each of us is to witness to Jesus, to speak to the truth. Romans 10:14 says, how are they to hear without someone to proclaim to them? One of the challenges we run into in our country right now is I feel like the judge is at the desk saying, "Are there any witnesses?" And nobody's coming forward with anything to say. Jesus' command, Jesus' invitation, Jesus' declaration is that you will be my witness.